亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将要开始播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到圣灵。今天的题目是圣灵的时代，让我们一起来分享。
And I want to share with you some things tonight.
今天晚上我要来跟大家分享。
God had a new beginning for the church.
神对教会有一个新的开始。
We looked at it at the time of Christmas, we call it.
我们称这为圣诞节，我们已经看过了。
When Jesus came to earth.
耶稣来到了世上。
Actually, when God came to earth in the form of Jesus Christ.
其实是神用耶稣的样式来到了世上。
He had never come before to earth.
以前他从来没有来到地球过。
Since he left it when Adam sinned.
当亚当犯罪的时候他就离开了。
But he promised he would come back.
但是他应许他会再来。
And many people believed that promise.
很多人相信这应许。
And many people did not believe.
也有很多人不相信。
And as time went on, there weren't many that believed.
随着时间的过去，相信的人不多了。
Because it was a long time.
因为那段时间是很长。
And yet, he did come.
然而他确实来了。
And he came to our earth.
他来到我们的世上。
And it started something totally new.
他开始了一件完全新的事情。
It was new that he came.
他来本身就是一件新的事情。
And he started something new.
他也开始了一些新的事情。
Something that is growing, that's ever bigger.
那个事情不断地在增长，越来越大。
First of all, of course, he started things anew in heaven.
首先，他使得天上的事情也重新开始。
What we call redemption.
就是我们所称的救赎。
He was born, and he was born to die.
他生来就是要受死。
And the symbol of this new thing that God began is a cross.
神开始这件新事情的象征就是十字架。
And we call this new thing he began, we call it the church.
他所开始的这件新事我们称为教会。
And after he was here on earth for a while, and remember he was God in flesh.
当他在世上一阵子之后，记得他是神道成肉
身。He was the son of God, the angel said he was the son of the most high God.
他是神的儿子，天使说他是至高者的儿子。
But then after he grew up,
然后当他成长了，
something happened in his life, we're going to look at that.
他的生命中发生了一些事情，我们要来看一看这个事情。
We're going to the third chapter of Luke.
我们要来看路加福音第三章。
This is about 30 years after Jesus was born.
这是耶稣降生之后大约30年。
And John was talking about this Christ that was coming.
约翰在谈这位要来的基督。
I don't think he knew who he was.
我不认为约翰知道耶稣是谁。
But they were all expecting the Messiah, the Christ, to come.
但是他们通通在期待着弥赛亚，期待基督要来。
And so they asked John, well, are you the one that's supposed to be coming?
所以人们就问约翰说，你是不是要来的那一位？
And John said no.
约翰说不是的。
And we read in chapter 3 and verse 15.
我们读到第三章。
And 16.
十五节。
And 17.
我们来看路加福音第三章十五、十六、十七节。百姓指望基督来的时候，人都心里猜疑，或者约翰是基督。约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着本机，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
John said, this one that's coming is greater than I am.
约翰说，要来的这一位比我更大。
And he says he's much, much greater than I am.
他说他比我大得多。
But when he came, he would do something very strange.
但是当他来的时候，他会做一件很奇怪的事情。
You see, he would baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
他说他要用圣灵跟火给你们施洗。
That was something this coming one was going to do.
这是这位要来的将要做的事情。
He was speaking of Jesus Christ.
他讲的是耶稣基督。
And what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Well, let's go on a little bit more.
我们继续的看下去。
And let's read in verse 21 and 22.
我们来读二十一节跟二十二节。众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
Now, after John was, had baptized Jesus,
当约翰给耶稣施洗之后，
this Holy Spirit that he was talking about,
这位他所讲的圣灵，
descended and looked like a dove.
降临了，看起来像鸽子一样。
And it sat upon his, on Jesus.
就落在耶稣的身上。
And a voice came out of heaven.
有一个声音从天上出来了。
And said, This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
And I am well pleased in him.
我喜悦他。
The voice was straight out of heaven.
那个声音是直接从天上来的。
And he talked about the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus.
他讲到圣灵降在耶稣的身上。
Now Jesus was already the son of God.
耶稣早就是神的儿子了。
He'd already been baptized in water.
他早就受了水的洗礼。
But this was something new and something different.
但是这是新的事情，是不一样的事情。
And that's the perhaps the second biggest thing that happened to start this new era.
这或许是开始这个新的纪元所发生的第二件大事。
Which is the Holy Spirit time.
就是圣灵的时候。
And.Not only came upon Jesus,
他不只降在耶稣的身上
but later we read that he was going to do more than that.
后来我们读到他要做超过这样的事情
But in the first place, Jesus talked about this Holy Spirit.
首先耶稣有讲到这位圣灵
He said, I'm going to leave now.
他说现在我要离开了
Which is before he was crucified.
那是在他钉十字被钉十字架之前
Just before he rose from the dead.
就是在他从死里复活之前
And just before he ascended
就在他升天之前
Back to heaven
回到天上
But he said I'm going to send someone in my place
他说我要差遣一位来代替我
See God is three persons
神有三个位格
God the Father
有父神
God the Son
有子
And God the Holy Spirit
还有圣灵
Now, what we call the time when the Father was operating was before Jesus Christ.
我们会说在耶稣基督之前是父神在运作。
And we talk about Jehovah in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里面有讲耶和华。
But then the Son of God came.
但是神子来到了。
That was Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
And he did his great work on the cross.
他在十字架上做成了他伟大的工作。然后他离开了。
Now the Father had come.
父已经来了
The Son had come.
子也来了
And now it was time for the Holy Spirit to come.
现在是圣灵来的时候了
And this is the Holy Spirit dispensation.
这就是圣灵的时代
And Jesus said, if you want to look in John 16,
如果你要看的话，我们可以来看到在约翰福音第十六章，耶稣有说
And verse 7,
十六章第七节
You can read it.
约翰福音十六章第七节然而我将真情告诉你们我去是与你们有益的我若不去保惠师就不到你们这里来我若去就差他来
He told them that he had to go.
他耶稣讲到说他必须离开
You see, those words were said before the cross.
就是他是在被钉十字架之前说的
Because on the cross God dealt with our sin
因为在十字架上神处理了我们的罪
Christ took them and bore them and bore the penalty of them and died
基督担当了我们的罪担当了罪的惩罚然后死了
That had to come first
那个必须先发生
The Holy Spirit couldn't come until sin had been dealt with
直到罪先对付了不然圣灵没有办法
So he said, it's necessary, I go
所以耶稣说我去是必须的
So he did go
所以他确实去了
But he said, I'm going to send someone else I'm going to send the Holy Spirit
但是他说我要差遣另外一位来我要差遣圣灵
And after Jesus had died
在耶稣死之后
And after he had risen again
在他又复活之后
He said in Luke chapter 24
他在路加福音第二十四章说
Just before he was raised into heaven
就在他要升到天上之前
in chapter 24 and verse 49
路加福音二十四章第四十九节 我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
He said, now he was going.
他说他要去。
All of you go to Jerusalem.
你们所有的人都到耶路撒冷去。
And you sit there and you pray and you wait.
你们就坐在那里等候祷告。
Because I've given you a promise.
因为我已经给了你们一个应许。
My father promised it to me.
我父这样子对我应许。
I'm going to promise it to you.
我也要这样子对你们承诺。
This new person.
这个新的
This、
新的位格
Spirit,
这位圣灵
He's going to come.
他要来了
Now Jesus came in the flesh
耶稣是用肉身来的
He didn't come as a spirit
他来并不是像灵一样
Angels came in the spirit
天使是用灵的形式来
Jesus didn't come in the spirit He came in a body like yours and mine
但是耶稣并不是用灵的形式来他是用跟你我一样的身体来的
But he didn't last very long
但是他没有持续很久
They killed him
人们把他杀死了
There's lots of people on the earth that do not like God.
世界上有很多人不喜欢神。
They're very angry when God comes.
当神来的时候，他们很生气。
They're angry at the thing God does.
他们因着神所做的事情而生气。
And they not only kill Jesus Christ.
他们不只杀死耶稣基督。
They killed his followers from that day to this.
而且从那天开始到今天，他们都杀害耶稣的跟随者。
Right today in China, there are people being killed because.They testify of Jesus Christ.
今天在中国大陆，有人就是因为为耶稣基督做见证而被杀死。
There's thousands and millions of martyrs.
有成千上万的殉道者。
People don't want God with them.
人们不想要神跟他们在一起。
Except some.
除了某些人。
But they don't like it.
但是他们不喜欢。
And when Jesus was in the flesh,
当耶稣在肉身的时候
he did some wonderful things.
他做了一些奇妙的事情。
But every time he do something wonderful, it make people more angry.
但是每次他做奇妙的事情的时候，就使得人们更生气。
They got more and more and more angry.
人们就越来越生气，越来越生气。
Because they were jealous.
因为人们嫉妒。
They were envious.
他们会吃醋。
When Pilate pronounced judgment on Jesus, he said he knew they had brought him there because they are envious of him.
当比拉多要审判耶稣的时候，他知道人们把耶稣带到那里去，是因为他们嫉妒耶稣。
Because he could do these wonderful miracles and they couldn't.
因为耶稣能够行那些奇妙的神迹，而一般人都做不到。
So people begin to turn their back on their rulers.
所以人们就开始转身离开他们。
On their priests.
就离开他们的。
On their lawyers.
还有他们的祭司。
On their scribes.
他们的文士。
And ran after Jesus.
就跑去跟随耶稣。
Well, that doesn't make rulers very happy, does it?
这样子不会让长官高兴的。
Rulers are very proud people.
那些做长官、执政掌权的人是很骄傲的人。
And when all the people turn their backs on them and run towards somebody else, they don't like that.
当所有的人都离开他们，跑到别人那里去的时候，他们不喜欢这个情形。所以
they conspired to kill Jesus.
所以他们就同谋要杀害耶稣。
But now the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit was going to come.
但是现在三位一神的第三位圣灵要来了。
But he wasn't going to come in a body.
但是他不会用身体的形式来。
They couldn't kill him.
人们没有办法杀害他了。
They can kill his followers.
人们能够杀害他的跟随者。
But they couldn't kill him.
但是没有办法杀害他。
They couldn't touch him, he's spirit.
没有办法碰到他，他是灵。
He can go where he wants to and does what he wants to.
他要去哪里做什么都可以。
Nothing they can do about it except get angry.
人们除了生气以外，什么事情都没有办法做。
And maybe kill some of his people.
或许只能够杀死一些他的百姓。
And so he came now in a different way.
所以现在他用一个不同的方式来了。
When in the Old Testament he came as angels.
在旧约里面，他以使者的样式来。
Then he came as Jesus.
然后他用耶稣的样式。
Then he came as the Holy Spirit.
然后他以圣灵来到。
He said, "Wait for him to come."
耶稣说：“你要等他来。
”Well, they did.
他们照做了。
And if you want to read in the Book of Acts,
如果你要读的话，你可以看到在
the second chapter,
使徒行传第二章
and the 1-4.
使徒行传第二章第一到第四节五旬节到了门徒都聚集在一处忽然从天上有响声下来好像一阵大风吹过充满了他们所坐的屋子又有舌头如火焰显现出来分开落在他们个人头上他们就都被圣灵充满按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来
Now the Holy Spirit had come upon Jesus
圣灵降临在耶稣的身上。
When he was baptized in Jordan,
当他在约旦河受洗的时候。
But now he came on those followers of Jesus.
但是现在圣灵临到。
His disciples.
跟随耶稣的门徒身上
same Holy Spirit came.
同样一位圣灵来到了
And he came with various manifestations.
他来带着不同的彰显的方式
But it says the Holy Spirit came and filled all of them.
但是这里讲到圣灵来充满了他们每一个人
Now that's something that's nothing to do with conversion.
这跟回转是没有关系的
That was after conversion.
这是在回转之后的事
情。These were all his disciples.
这些人都是他的门徒。
Jesus had said to them, they said, you are clean because the word I spoke to you.
耶稣说你们已经洁净了因为我跟你们说的话。
But they had not had the Holy Spirit come to them yet.
但是那个时候他们圣灵还没有临到他们。
And now the Holy Spirit came.
而现在圣灵来了。
Well, that was 2,000 years ago.
那是2,000年前的事。
But every so often,The Holy Spirit would come again to His church.
但是常常圣灵又会来到他的教会。
And we can read through church history.
我们可以读教会史。
How from time to time there came a new beginning.
常常都会有一个新的开始。
But I won't go into that.
但这个我不讲。
We call this the Holy Spirit century.
我们称这个世纪是圣灵的世纪。
The Holy Spirit generation.
是圣灵的一代。
Because in the beginning of this century,
因为在这个世纪开始的时候
and we're almost at the end of it now,
我们现在已经在这个世纪
the Holy Spirit began to come to His church again.
在这个世纪开始的时候，圣灵再次来到他的教会
in wonderful ways,
用很奇妙的方式
and in the beginning when Jesus, the Holy Spirit came to His church,
起初当圣灵临到他的教会的时候
you see, He was the third person of Godhead,
他是三位一神的第三位
His people began to do the same things that Jesus did.
那他的百姓就开始做跟耶稣做的一样的事情。
They healed the sick.
他们医好了病人。
They cast out demons.
赶出了鬼。
They raised the dead.
使死人复活了。
All kinds of wonderful miracles took place.
各种各样奇妙的神迹都发生了。
You read about them in the book of Acts.
我们在《使徒行传》里面有读到。
Because the Holy Spirit had filled His people.
因为圣灵充满了他的百姓。
But then through the process of time,
但是后来在时间的过程中
That generation died out
那一代消退了
And the second generation began to forget things
第二代开始忘掉那些事情
And the third generation began to forget more things
第三代忘掉的事情更多了
And so more and more the Holy Spirit was crowded out with other things
所以渐渐的就把圣灵跟其他一些东西一起挤出去了
But every so often some people start getting hungry for a renewal of God
但是常常人们都会渴慕想要从神得到更新
But at the beginning of this century
但是在这个世纪开始的时候
In several places all over the world, all at once.
在世界上有好几个地方同时的。
In a girls' school in India.
在印度有一个女子的学校。
In a little town in England.
在英国的一个小镇上。
In a place in Wales.
在威尔斯一个地方。
In a place in Topeka, Kansas.
在肯萨斯州的一个地方。
And in Houston, Texas.
还有在德州的休斯顿。
Finally in Los Angeles.
最后在洛杉矶
The Holy Spirit came again
圣灵再一次的来到了
And wonderful miracles took place
奇妙的神迹发生
Now if we read here in this Acts 2
在使徒行传第二章我们读到
We read that they were speaking in many languages
我们读到他们说了许多的别国的话来
Well in the beginning of this century the Holy Spirit came
在这个世纪初圣灵来到的时候
People began to speak in many languages,
人们开始讲许多不同的语言
especially in Los Angeles,
特别是在洛杉矶
and in San Francisco,
还有在旧金山
and in Vancouver,
还有在温哥华
Quite a few people were filled with the Holy Spirit,
有好些人被圣灵充满
and began to speak in Chinese,
开始讲中文、
mm-hmm. And they went down to where the Chinese people were andTalk to them in Chinese.
他们就到中国人所在的地方，用华文跟他们讲。
And answer them in Chinese.
而且用华文来回答他们。
But they didn't know what they were saying.
但他们不晓得自己在说什么。
And they didn't know what the other person said.
他们也不晓得对方在说什么。
And so some Chinese churches began in those places.
所以在那些地方就开始了一些中国教会。
Because the Holy Spirit knows all languages.
因为圣灵知道所有的语言。
And wonderful miracles began to take place.
奇妙的神迹开始发生了。
Well, I wasn't alive then.
那个时候我还没有出生。
But in 1922,
但是在19...
My father was a good Baptist pastor.
1922年，我父亲是一位很好的浸信会的牧师。
And did not believe that the Holy Spirit had come.
他不相信圣灵已经来了。
That was in the days of the apostles.
他认为那是使徒时代的事情。
That was fine back there.
在过去有那个事情是没有关系。
But now we just preach the gospel.
但是现在我们只是传福音。
And then,
然后
there was a young woman.
有一个年轻的姐妹。
She was a missionary in Hong Kong.
她是到香港去做宣教师的。
And her husband died.
她的丈夫过世了。
But they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是他们被圣灵充满。
And she came back to Canada.
她回到加拿大。
And God began to talk to her.
神开始跟她说话。
Well, the result was,
结果是
He wanted her to go out and preach the gospel.
神要这姐妹出去传福音。
Her name was Amy.
她的名字叫做 Amy.
Amy Semple McPherson. Amy Semple McPherson. Her name is well known now.
她的名字现在是非常有名的。
But wasn't well known then.
但是在那个时候人们不晓得她。
When she started.
当她开始的时候。
So the first thing she did.
所以她所做的第一件事情
She was filled with the Holy Spirit,
她被圣灵充满了
And she went to a conference,
她到一次特会去
And she's only just maybe 22, 23 years old
她那个时候大概只有22岁23岁
And she said to the conference leaders,
她对那个特会的带领人说
God has sent me here, I'm going to start preaching the gospel
神差遣我到这里我要来这里传道了
Well that's nice, God bless you dear
亲爱的好很好神祝福你
And that's all
就只有这样子
Well, that's strange.
这很奇怪啊。
She had big ideas.
她有很大的想法。
But she was filled with the Holy Ghost.
但是她确实是被圣灵充满了。
And a very wonderful black man.
有一位很好的黑人的弟兄。
He was in the beginning of the Holy Spirit coming.
他是在圣灵降临的开始的。
He heard her.
他听到这个姐妹说话。
So, well, you think you want to start serving God, do you?
他说你认为你要开始服侍神、
oh,
对不对、
yes.
哦、是的。
Well, come with me. I've got just the thing for you.
你跟我来我有刚好适合你的事情要做。
And he took her out into the kitchen.
这个弟兄就把他带到厨房里。
And the dishwasher person had failed to come that day.
因为那一天应该洗盘子的人没有来。
And he led up this,Piles of dishes.
这个弟兄就把这姐妹带到一大叠一大堆的盘子面前。
Said, there you are, you can start serving God there.
好，你在这里了，你可以从这里开始服侍神。
So she put on an apron.
所以她就穿上了围裙。
Started washing dishes.
开始洗盘子。
And singing and praising the Lord.
一边唱歌赞美主。
And the next day.
第二天。
And the next day.
第二天。
And there's lots of dishes.
有很多盘子。
About the fourth or fifth day,
差不多到了第四五天
this old black man was watching.
这位老的黑人弟兄在看着
And she was singing and washing dishes.
这姐妹在唱歌在洗盘子
He went to the leaders of the conference.
然后这位弟兄就去找特会的领导人说
Give that young woman a chance to speak.
给这个年轻的女人一次讲道的机会
So they did.
所以他们就这样做了
And God blessed her.
神祝福了她
And then that opened the doors.
然后就为她开了门。
And she developed and grew.
她又成长又发展了。
Until thousands of people came to her meetings.
直到有成千上万的人去参加她的聚会。
Many thousands were filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满的也有数不清。
All kinds of miracles took place.
各种各样的神迹发生。
Everything you can think of.
你所能够想象的每一件事情。
The lame walked. They got out of their crutches. They walked out of their wheelchairs.
瘸腿的行走了，他们丢了拐杖，从轮椅上起来。
The Holy Spirit was with her.
圣灵与这姐妹同在。
And she went to a town, Oakland, California.
她去加州的一个镇上。
My father lived in about 300 miles north of there.
我爸爸住的地方离那边差不多是在那个地方的北边300里。
And he heard about this young woman.
他听说了这个年轻姐妹的事情。
And all these wonders.
还有这么多奇妙的神迹。
And people being filled with the Holy Ghost.
人们被圣灵充满。
He said, can't be.
他说不可能的。
Humbug.
What?
Empty.
他说是空的。
Can't be. God doesn't do that.
不可能的，神不做这种事。
Miracles don't happen nowadays.
现在已经没有神迹了。
But he kept The papers were talking about it.
但是报纸，但是报纸都在讲这些事。
So he called together some of his friends.
所以他就招了一些他的朋友来。
Pastors of some of the biggest churches.
有一些是大教会的牧师。
Dr. Towner, Dr. Price.
就是Price 博士还有汤的博士。
And different ones.
还有一些不同的人。
Very eminent people.
都是很杰出很有名的。
Said we've got to go down there and expose that fraud.
我们一定要下到那里去揭发他们的诈欺行为。
So they got together and went down to expose the fraud.
所以他们就一起去下到那里去想要去揭发这个诈欺的事情。
Well, they heard about the power of God.
他们听说过神的能力。
Oh, we know the power of God's not there.
哎，我们知道神的能力不在那里的。
She's got some secret wires hidden under the platform and she pokes a button.
她一定有一些秘密的电线藏在讲台下面，然后她就按按钮的。
So when they went down there, this platform about this high.
所以当他们到那里去的时候，他的讲台差不多这么高。
These eminent dignitaries.
这些很尊贵的、很杰出的人。
Got down under the platform.
他们就到了这个讲台下面去。
And all they found was cobwebs.
他们所发现的只有蜘蛛网。
Well, they sat on a platform.
他们就坐在讲台上。
And she began to minister.
那个姐妹开始服侍。
Very simple.
很单纯。
And the power of God was there.
神的能力在哪里？
And they saw miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle.
他们看到神迹一个又一个，一个又一个。
And it was real.
是真的。
And they knew it was real.
他们知道是真的。
They couldn't deny it.
他们没有办法否认。
It happened right before their eyes.
因为他们就在他们的眼前发生的。
And the whole lot of them were converted.
有很多人回转了。
Dr. Price, the pastor of the richest church in California.
Price 博士是加州最有钱的教会的牧师。
A very, very, high society congregational church.
他的会众都是有很高社会地位的人。
When this simple woman gave an appeal for those who want to receive Christ as their Savior.
当这个单纯的姐妹她在呼召说有没有人想要接受基督做救主的时候。
She said, all those who want to receive Christ, want you to stand to your feet.
她说所有要接受基督为救主的人我要你站起来。
He stood to his feet.
那位 Price 博士他也站起来了。
Well, he was a pastor of one of the greatest churches there.
他是那里最大教会的牧师啊。
And his friend Dr. Towner pulled on his coattail.
他的朋友汤纳博士。
She's calling for sinners.
就抓他的衣服说哎他是在呼召罪人呢。
And tears running down his face. I know it. Leave me alone.
那个 Price 博士他就流着泪说我知道你不要管我。
And he was converted and filled with the Holy Ghost.
他就回转了，被圣灵充满。
Later, he became a marvelous minister of God.
后来，他也成为在神面前一个很了不起的服侍的人。
Because the Holy Ghost was beginning a new beginning.
因为圣灵有一个新的开始。